Daf is Daf Tadihei, so the last word of Tadi Dal Rambe is Mai. So the Gemara goes on to the top of Tadihei, Mai. What does it mean? The pasuk it says Mai Ania Anasos. So the Gemara explains Asid Yirmiya ben Chilkia who misnabe Allah, that in the future Yirmiya is going to come and he's going to prophesy. Lashon Ania Ana to answer. He's going to explain. And May Anasos, a city called Anasos. So he's going to give some nevuah from this city. So the Gemara says, wait a second, we said above, the word Hekshiva Lisha is referring to Nebuchadnezzar. We had Midami Hasam Ari Hacha Laish. So the Gemara says the Lashon Laish is Laish rather, is a reference to a lion, Ari, but they're two different words. How could you say it's referring to the same individual? So the Gemara explains that Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shisha Shemos Yesh Ari. There's six names given to a lion. Elohein Ari Kafir Lavi Laish Shachal Vishachat. So these are six names of a lion. So therefore they are interchangeable. So Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. But Chilu, that means there's going to be less in these names before. Because if we said we're going back to an earlier discussion. I should listen to Harry for doing the rest of this part yesterday. But
I wouldn't have gone this far.
Okay, okay. So we said yesterday that Sali Kolech Bas Galim was referring to Klai Yisrael, and we said above that there were 10 names, but now if we remove that, there are really 9 cities that he stopped off on. The Gemara says, no, Avru Me'abra Tartininu. Avru Mabra is considered 2 different cities. That's how we had the calculation of 10 different cities that a Sancheiv stopped off at. Gemara now says, "My od hayom b'nov la'amod." Pasuk Yeshaya says, "What more in that day in Nov to stand?" What does this mean? What's the pasuk referring to? So Amar v'huna osa yom, that day, the day that Sancheiv had tried conquering Yerushalayim, nishtayer ma'avona shel Nov, was the last day that Klai Yisrael was being punished from the city of Nov. What happened in Nov? That Shaul had wiped out the city of Nov because David had rebelled. So he thought that the city of Nov had supported David in his rebellion, so he wiped out the city of Nov. So now Klai Yisrael is being punished for many, many years for what Shaul had done. So this was the last day of being punished for Nov. The day afterwards, the kapar was done. So that's when Sancheiv came to Yerushalayim. It was the last day that they were already considered vulnerable. Varmilei Kildai, and the people, his stargazers of Sancheiv said to him, "E azas ha'in, if you go today, I'm telling you today, today is the day to go. Yachlesley, you could overcome Yerushalayim. But Elo, if you delay it one more day, then Yachlesley, you missed your opportunity. Orcha debari leskuye basur yoma. So an orcha, derech that normally took 10 days, sagi b'chad yoma, took just one day together. That's how urgent it was. He jumped in one day's traveling. And kimatel Yerushalayim, when he got to Yerushalayim, shadulei bistarke, he put some pillows to sit on top of. Ad desalek v'yasev milav eshura. He put a lot of pillows and mattresses, so he's really high up in a comfortable, large throne. And he was able to say, ad dechazi l'kul Yerushalayim. He was able to see the entire Yerushalayim from this very high throne. And chichazi izut arbeina. He says, this city is so small. He saw a tiny Yerushalayim. He says, Amar, halo da hakarta Yerushalayim. This is the city Yerushalayim. Da Allah agirsha zakal mishrisa that I brought my whole army to overcome. Va Allah kiveshas akal medinas, and I killed all these other cities along the way to get here. Va halo hi zeira v'chalshim mikol kracha mimaya. The kafsha bit kof yadi. This is smaller and weaker than any other city I've ever taken. Allah v'kam amani b'resha. He took and started to shake his head like in disappointment. Movil ma'isi b'yada. He waved his finger over Yerushalayim al tur beis mikdash on the mountain of the beis mikdash to Betzion v'azrasa Yerushalayim. He waved his finger over that this is going to be easy to just wipe away like that. So Amri, so the soldier said to him, nishtei b'yada ha'idna. So he said, let's go attack them now. Amr lo, so Sancheir says to them, tamisa. To start a war during the daytime, that's not the strategic move. Lamacha, the next day, Isali kol chad v'chad minaychu, each of you bring me guma harag minay, bring a stone of the wall, and there's enough of you, each guy just takes one stone, we'll have a breach in the wall, we'll take it over very, very easily. Umiyad, right away, they went to sleep. Vahi balaylahu, that night, vayetze malach Hashem, a malach went in the camps of Sancheirev, vayach b'machne Asher, he wiped out within the camp, mea ushmonim v'chamisha elaf, 185,000 soldiers, vayashkima b'boker v'nei, kulam pegar meisim, he's found all these dead soldiers, he waited too long to take over Yerushalayim. So Amar Rav Papa says, hainu damincha, that's what the adage is, basdina Batadina. If you delay a din, you're going to lose out of the din. If you have an opportunity, take advantage of it right away. Gemara now darshans further about the city of Nov, that was the city of Kohanim. So the Gemara darshans, Vayishbi Benova Asher B'Yilidi Harafa U'Mishkal Kena Shlosh Meos Mishkal Nechoshes V'Hu Chagur Chadasha V'Yomer L'Hakos as David. So this is referring to Yishbi was in Nov. He was a brother of Goliath who was killed by David. He wanted to take revenge on David HaMelech. So what's going on here? Vayishbi Benov, Yishbi lived in Nov. He lived in a place called Gov, not Nov. It's the area of Goliath, and his brother lived in Gov. So what does the pasuk say? Vayishbi Benov. He was sitting in Nov. So the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ish Sheba al Iske Nov, a man who came because of the issue that happened at Nov. So yes, Yishbi lived in Gov, but he was coming to attack David because of what he did in Nov. What happened in Nov? So this is what happened, the Gemara explains. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid. Hashem says to David, Ad Masa Yehe Avon Zeh Tamun Biyadcha. For how long is this city, this sin rather, going to be hidden within you? It's your fault that happened in Nov. Al Yadcha Neharga Nov Ir Kohanim. It was your fault that the city of Nov, the city of Kohanim, was destroyed. Vayadcha nitra Doeg Hadomi. And because of you, Doeg lost his ability to go to Olam Haba, because Doeg spoke to Yishol about David HaMelech, Lashon Hara. And because of that, Yishol killed Nov, he destroyed the city of Nov, and Doeg lost Olam Haba. This is all you're doing, David, because you had seemingly caused some type of rebellion to Yishol HaMelech. And because of you, that Nergu Shaul Shlosh Banav, and now Shaul himself was responsible, he was punished, and Shaul and his three sons were all killed. So all these terrible things happened because of what you seemingly did, rebelled against Shaul. Ritzoncha, so I'm giving you an option now. You're going to be punished. Either Ritzoncha Yichle Zaracha, better for that you should have no descendants, finishing and completing your legacy. Oh, Timasa Biad Oyeva, would you rather be handed over individually to the enemy, but your children will live long? So he made a decision. Amar Lefanav, David decided, Ribono Sholom, Mutav Shem Sar Biyad Oyev Velo Yichla Zari. I'd rather myself take the hit and let my children be protected. So Yom Achad, the one day, Nafik Liskor Bezai, who's going out to catch some animals and birds. Asa Satan Vidmele Kitavya. The Satan came along, appeared like a Tavya, Tavya Lashon Tess and Tzadi switch, it's a Tzvi. The Satan appeared like a deer. Pasuk Be Gira, he pulled back the arrow, Velo Matya, wasn't able to hit the deer. Mashche, so then the Satan, really the Tzvi, was drawing him closer. He was running away. David was chasing after him. Adid Amte L'Eretz Plishim, he brought him into the area of the Plishim, the Palestinian cities. So Kedechazye Yishbi Benov, Yishbi, this brother of Golos, noticed David HaMelech coming into the city of Plishim. Amar, Hainu Hai Dekale L'Galias Achi, that's the person who killed my brother Goliath. So what happened? He took David and tied him up. Osve v'shadia tusei be'bad, placed him on a olive press, and Isabe le nisa, so he sat on the olive press and squashed David HaMelech. But Isabe le nisa, the nes happened. Machale ara mitusei, the ground below got soft, so he was being pressed on the top, but it went down, and David would just press down to the ground. There was no pressing on both ends. It wasn't squashed. He moved down with the ground, and he was fine. So that's what it means. Behindu dechsev, that's what the pasuk until it means. Tarchiv tzadi tachtai v'lomadi karsulai, that the below me had spread out and didn't end up killing me. Ha'u yoma, that day is apanya demale Shabbos Ava. That day was Erev Shabbos. And Avishai ben Surya, who was one of the great generals of David HaMelech's army, have a kachayv reisha ba'arba garbi demaya, was busy washing his hair with four buckets of water as he was preparing for Shabbos. Chazina kismidama, he saw a little sprinkling of blood in the water. He says, ikadami, some say, asa yona itchef kami, others say he saw a dove came along. And Amar, Knesset Yisrael, Yonim Sile. So he says, wait a second, a Yona, we know Klai Yisrael is compared to a Yona, as it says, Shinemar, Kanfe Yona Nechba Bakesef, that the wings of the dove are covered in silver. That's Klai Yisrael. So he says, wait a second, what's the message here? What's the Kadosh Baruch Hu trying to tell me? So he understood, Shema Amina, David Malka Yisrael B'Tzari Shari. He must be in great pain. David HaMelech, who represents Klai Yisrael, something's going wrong here. Also, the basis of Avishai got dressed, ran to David HaMelech's palace, and Lo Ashirei couldn't find David HaMelech. Amar, he says, Tana, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin, the second parak, Ein Rochvin al Suso, you cannot ride the horses, a horse of the king. Vein Yoshin al Kiso, you can't sit on the king's throne. Vein Mishamshin Bisharito, you can't use his
Scepter,
there you go. And b'shas ha'sakana, what about shas ha'sakana? What if I need his sore horse? His horse runs very fast. Can I use his horse to help save someone, to save him, himself? So also, he went to the Beis Medrash, Shabbat Beis Medrash, is all Erev Shabbos. He ran to the Beis Medrash, probably wasn't too far by from the palace. That's where David HaMelech spent most of his day. Amrulay, so the Chacham said to him, b'shas ha'sakana, shabri dami, it's a mefura shalacha. Pekuach nefesh, you can violate any iser except for the big three. Use his horse. So Rachvei Leprada, he took his mule of David HaMelech, v'kam vazil, and he went, v'kav tali ara, and he creased the derech, and he got there quickly and found where David HaMelech was in the Eretz Plishtim. V'hadei de kamaske, so when Avishai was going, he saw Chazi l'arpa ime. So the mother of Goliath, the mother of Yishbi, her name was Arpa, she noticed that Avishai, the soldier of David, was coming that way to the land of the Plishtim. Hava nivla, and she was busy sewing something and weaving something. Kichazia, so when she saw him, Pisakta la pilcha, she broke the pelch in half. She was probably a big monster herself, a giant, and she broke it in half and took a piece of the wood and shadia alava and threw it at like a dart, threw it at Avishai. Savra la mikla, she wanted to kill him, but she missed. She didn't have great aim. So Amr lai, so she said, "Oh, Alam, I my young boy, please, I see lipach. I lost my broken whatever you call it, the loom. I lost it. Can you please bring it back to me?" He says, "Not a problem." Paskei b'reish mocha, he took it and stabbed her in the head, v'kala, and killed her. So Arpa was dead. Fine. He goes on. Kachazi, what? Kachaze Yishbi benov. Then he saw. Then Yishbi noticed that Avishai was coming to come save David HaMelech. So Amar, so he says to himself, Yishbi says to himself, Hashasa have a bay tray. Now they're two against me. The Kalim Li, they're gonna kill me. So what'd he do? Paskei d'David le'ela, he threw David up in the air, Vidatz le l'rumcha, and placed the spear on the ground for David HaMelech to land on the spear. He was doing some gymnastics and was gonna then take on one on one with Avishai. Some like karate moves, fine. He throws David up, puts a spear in, now takes on Avishai. So what happened? Amar Nipal Alav Nikta. He thought now David's going to fall and die on the spear. So Amar Avishai says shame. He says shame Hashem. And using shame Hashem, Okme le David bein Shmai le Ara. David was now suspended in midair by him saying shame Hashem. This is a great move, right? Fine. Who that Chinese guy, that karate guy, reminds you of that? Whatever. Bruce Lee, yeah?
You're
of
that age.
Okay. Fine. So, Neimele Ihu. So why didn't David HaMelech himself say Shem Hashem? Certainly he knew the Shem HaFarish to say. Why couldn't he save himself and say Shem Hashem? So the Gemara says, this as a parenthetical point, Ein Chavish Motzi Atmo Mibeis Hasrim. One who is in held in captivity cannot free himself. David, who is in danger, it doesn't work to save yourself. So Amar Lei, so my bais hacha. So Avishai, as David suspended in midair, and Yishbi is attacking Avishai. Avishai said, "Wait a second here, David. What in the world are you doing here? How'd you get here? This is Erev Shabbos." So Amrlei, they're having a conversation. So Hachi Amrlei Kuchibrichu. He tells him what happened. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to me that Hachi Hahadrilei. He said, "I've got two options. Either I go in the hands of the Oyev, or I get my children to be wiped out." I said, "I'll take the hit." So what happens? Avishai says, "Amrlei." Avishai says to David, "Apech tzluseich. Turn around your davening. Ask for the opposite. Don't worry about it. You should not be handed over to the Oyev, to the enemy. However, Bar Bray, Kirei Lizben Va'at Lo Tisar. Let your children and grandchildren, let them be in poverty, but you should not be in any trouble." So Amr Lei, so again, while David is still suspended in midair, Ihachi, if that's the case, I'm going to trust your advice. Sian Bahadein, so I like your advice. Hainu Dechsiv Vayazar Lo Avishai Ben Tzruya. That's what it means. When he helped me out, he gave me the proper advice and saved my life, David said. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, She'azro B'tfili, he helped him with davening, told him how to properly daven and overturn that gzeira. So now again, back to the story. Amar Avishai says, Shame V'achte, and brought David HaMelech down. And Havaka Radif Basrayu, and now Yishvi is running after them. He didn't catch up. He was a little slow, I guess. He was a big man. So he's chasing after these two individuals, David and Avishai. Kimata Kubi, when they got to a city of the Plishtim city, so Amri, so David and Avishai said, Kumbe, so let's stand up against him and not run away. We could kill him. So that's why it's called Kubi. But then they said they were still scared. He's still a big guy. So Kimati, they ran further and they got to a place called Betray. Amri said, maybe now Betray Guryun Kalularia. Now they tried to learn halachas or learn Ramazan from the cities. So Betray, that's the name of the city. Betray means two people. We're two. We can take them on. They got scared again. And Amri Lei, they says, Zil Eshtakech Lar. Oh no, actually they didn't get scared this time. So finally they stopped running. So now Yishbi was coming to the two, to Avishai and David. And Avishai said to him, by the way, you should know, Zil ishtakach l'arfo imach bekiver. Go, by the way, I killed your mother along the way. Go find your mother. She's already dead. So ki kari le shema de'emeh, when he remembered his mother's name, Arpa, he got very weak. The fact that she was killed. V'kale, now they were, he was vulnerable, and they killed him. Hainu d'chsev, that's what the pasuk means when it says, oz nishbu inshe anshe David lo, lemor, they made the anshe David, the house of David made him swear, lo teitze odi tanil milchama, you can never go out and fight, v'lo sichach be'ez ner yisob, because you represent the candle of Am Yisrael, we cannot afford losing you, so you never fought from that point on. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa quotes a medjash that Shlosha Kafsal Hamarch. There are three people who had Rezocha the Kfitzas Aderech, Eliezer Eved Avram, the Yaakov Avinu, the Avishai Ben Tzuria. So Gemara is going to go through each example. Avishai Ben Tzuria, Haidamar, that case we just saw, that he jumped land to catch up to David HaMelech. Eliezer Eved Avram, Dichsev, it's written by him, when he went to find a wife for Yitzchak Avinu, which was ultimately Rivka. Vavo Hayom El Ha'ayin, I'm going to go today to the spring. And Lememra, Dahu Yom Manafik, that day he left, even though it was a very far distance to get there. In that very day he was able to get there because of Kfitas HaDerech. And Yaakov Avinu, the third person who experienced Kfitas HaDerech, the Chsivit written, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Haran. He left Be'er Sheva to get to Haran, who Chsivit's written, Vayitzko Bamakom Vayelon Sham Kiva Shemesh. And then he encountered the place and he slept there when the Shemesh came. So what does that mean? So Kimata L'Haran Amar, we got to Haran, he said to himself, Efshavarti al makum shispalu bo avosa, I passed by the house that my father and grandfather davened, the vanilo spalti bo, I didn't daven there. By the mad, he wanted to go back, but came into here, bedaiti lemheder, once he thought about going back, so then he had a nace happen, kaf shale ara, umyad vaifkum makum. Immediately he had pieces of darach and went back to the makum hamikdash and daven there. So that's what Vayifka means. Vayifka means he encountered it immediately. There was an immediate pigia with the Makom HaMikdash. Gemara brings another Joshua. Pigia means, doesn't mean he met the land that there was a Kfitzas HaDerech. It means davening exactly. Davar Acher, Ein Pigia, Ela Tfila, Dishenamar, Va'ata, Al Tispala Be'ad Hayam Hazeh, Val Tisa Ba'adam, Rino Tfila, Val Tifka, Be, the Lashon of Tifka, there means don't daven to me. Gemara now quotes another pasuk regarding the story of Yaakov Avinu. Vayalon sham kiva shemesh, he slept there because the sun came. What does it mean the sun came? Batzar detzali by the mehedar. So after Davin, he wanted to go back to Haran, where he was heading to. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hashem says to him, Tzadik zebal lebeis meloni, yiftar belo lina, comes to my house, my hotel, doesn't sleep over. I want him to sleep over. How am I going to ensure Yaakov will sleep over? Miad ba shemesh, the sun set right away, so he couldn't travel anymore. Hainu d'chsev, that's what the pasuk means. Vayizrach lo Hashemesh, that the sun set for him. V'chilo bilvad zarcha, the sun set for Yaakov, it didn't set for the rest of the world. V'lo kolom kulo zarcha, the sun sets for everyone. Elo amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemesh sheba bavuro, zarcha bavuro. The sun that set and was specifically for him, and rose specifically for him, so it set for him when it came down to him sleeping in the base of Makom HaMikdash, it set immediately, it set earlier, and it rose earlier when he was fighting with Esav and got injured in the Gidon Asha, so the sun rose earlier because the sun brings refuah to a person, so it was specifically for him that things have changed. Fine. So now the Gemara goes back to the story of David HaMelech. That David HaMelech changed his tefillah and says that, okay, I'll live, but let my children be wiped out. So Gemara wants to know, Minolam de Kalazari de David. How do we know that David's children and descendants were wiped out? The chsiv, it's written, Vaasalya Emachazyahu Rasa Kimes Bena Batakam Betabet is Kol Zera HaMamlacha. That she saw her son died and the entire Malchus was wiped out. Gemara asks, what do you mean? Vahayishtar Le Yoash. Yoash ben Achazya was left behind, and he was a descendant of David, so not everybody was wiped out. So Hasam Nami Shtar Evyasar. So wait a second. The whole reason why David was punished was because what happened to the city of Nov. So back to the city of Nov, not every Kohen of that city was killed. There was someone who left behind. Evyasar remained back. He was not killed. Dichsiv Vayimalit Ben Echar Lachimelach Ben Achitov Vishmo Evyasar. There was one person who escaped the city of Nov. That was Evyasar. So too, David Melech, one of his descendants, escaped and was able to live. That was Yoash. So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav El Malay, Lo Nishtayr, Evyasar, Lachimelech, Ben Echitov. Had Evyasar not escaped the city of Nova, Lo Nishtayr, Mizaro, Shal David, Sharit, Upal. There would not be any remaining survivors from the family of David Melech. So since someone escaped, so David is also Zochet to at least have one descendant continue his legacy. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Ba Olam Sancheiv Harasha Barba VeChamishim Chamisha Elaf Ish Bnei Melachim. And Sancheiv came to attack Yerushalayim. He came with How many people? It was 45,000 people, B'nai Melachim, of princes, of royalty. Yoshrin B'Krono Shazar were sitting in wagons of gold. B'mam Shiglonos, they had people of Malchus, of queens with them. V'Zonos and Zonos with them. U'B'Shmonim Elef Giborim Levushe Shiryon Klipa. And they had 80,000 people had armor with them. U'B'Shishim Elef Achuzei Chayav Rotsim Lefanov, and 60,000 men with swords in front. Vashar Prashim, the rest were riding on horses. V'chein Bo al Avram, that's how they attacked Avram, with the same number of soldiers when they tried to attack Avram with the kings of the four and the five kings in the story of Parshat Lech Lecha. V'chein Asidim Lavo ima Gog u'Magog, that's also going to be the same numbers of soldiers that are going to be attacking in the wars of Gog u'Magog. So the Gemara says, Masnisa Tana, the Brayso elaborates, Orech Machaneo, the length of the Machane was Arba Meos Parse, was 400 Parseos length, and Rochav Tzav, the width was Tzavar Susav, and the width of all the necks of the horses together was Arbaim Parse, was 40 Parse wide. And Sach Machaneu, the entire soldiers, the entire army, consisted of Masayim Vishishim Ribo Alafim, which is 2.6 million soldiers, Chasachad, missing one. So 2.599999 million soldiers. Fine. The Gemara asks the question, wait a second, Bai wants to know, this Chad that was missing, Chad Riboy, was it missing 1/10,000? Or Chaser Chad Alpha was missing 1,000? Or Chaser Meir was it missing -100? Or Chaser Chad or -1 individual? Unclear how to read that last Chad. Chaser Chad, take you. We don't really know what the answer is. Gemara now quotes Tana, the Brayso, says, HaRishonim Avru Bishchi. When Sancheir was passing through the Yarden to come attack Yerushalayim, so the first round of soldiers went through, and they passed, they swam through the Yarden because the Yarden was very deep. Shinamar v'chalaf b'yuda shataf v'avar. They passed through, they went through the water. Now Hemtzam, the second round of soldiers that were passing through, a lot of the water had been drinking by the soldiers, so now not much water was left in the Yarden. So when Hemtzam walked through Avru Bakoma, they were able to walk through standing through the river. Shinamar ad tavar yagil, reached their necks, but they were able to stand still. But by the time the Achronim halu offer Braglim, by the time the last ones got there, there's nothing left but mud on their legs. Below Matsumayim Benar Lishos, there's no water left to drink. At Chehavi Mayim Limakum Acher Vishasu, until they brought water from elsewhere for them to drink. Shinamar Ani Karti Vishasisi Mayim. So this just tells you how large the army was that they drank up the entire Yarden. So the Gemara asks the question, V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk say, Vayete Malach Hashem Bayake B'machne Asher Me'a Ushmone Chavishim Elef? He killed 185,000, and there's only that amount, not the 2.6 million we've mentioned before, only 185,000. So Amar Rabbi Abohu, Halalu, these 185,000 referring to Rashi Goyasos, and these are referring to the generals. There were 2.6 million soldiers, but there were 185,000 generals or whatever high levels they had. So Amar Vashi says, Daikanami, it's very exact and precise to say this, because the pasuk, when describing that the Malach Hashem killed the individuals in the camp, it describes them as Bimishmanav Razon, Bishmanim Disbu, the fat ones, the prestigious ones, those were the ones who were 185,000 that were killed in the Machane. So Amar Ravina Daikanami, he also brought a proof for this point. Dichsiv Vayishlach Hashem Malach, Hashem sent a Malach, Vayached, Kol Gibor Chayel Vanogid Vesar B'machne. He killed every single person in that camp. Vayavo Beis El Kav Umitzie Me'ava Sham Hepilu Becherva. So the fact that we describe the people as Kol Gibor Chayel Vanogid Vesar, that describes them as only 185,000 of describing the top officers. But in Echanami, there was a total of 2.6, including even the lower officers, Shmamina. Okay, the Gemara now wants to know, when the Malach came into the camps of Sancheirav, Bema Hikam, how exactly did he kill him? What was the process of the death? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Beyad Hikam, he used his hand. Shinamar, it says, Vayar Yisrael as Hayad Hagdola. What does it mean, Hayad Hagdola? The hand. It should be Yad Hagdola. The hand implies that the hand that was used elsewhere, or that will be used elsewhere, it was a Yad that killed him. Hayad She Asida Lipara Mima Sancheirav. The hand that will ultimately be used in order to kill Sancheirav's camp. And Bishu Omer, no, Be'etzpe Hikam, Kadosh Baruch Hu used his finger, Shinemar Vayomu HaChartumim El Aparo Etzpa Elokim Hi. This is the Etzpa Shehi Etzpa Asher Asida Lipara B'Sancheirav, that's going to take revenge on Sancheirav. Rabbi Eliezer, yeah?
Isn't it Nivlei Malach, isn't that the whole idea of Mitzrayim? He can be a riot about Malach now from this.
Yeah, good point. That there it was himself, and here was a malach. Okay, it could be the malach was an agent to use Hashem's etzba. Maybe I don't know what that means, etzba yet either. So I hear this. I hear it. It's a good point. Very good point. And then Rabbi Eliezer ben Osher, Rabbi Yossi Agli Omer, Omer lo Kadosh Baruch Hu le Gavriel, Magalcha Netusha. Is your sword sharp? Is your sickle sharp? Amar lefana ribonish olam netusha v'medes misheshi mebreish. It's already been sharp from the days of the creation. Don't worry, my sickle is sharp. Shenemar mipnei charavos nidadu mipnei cherev netusha. The pasuk goes on to say. Okay, so in other words, he said he used the cherev. Malach Gavriel used the cherev, a sword, to kill them. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer also perak zman bishul peres haya. That time was a time of the ripening of the fruit. And Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu le Gavriel kishata yotzi levashel peres. When you go down to help ripen the fruit, hizakek lahem. I want you to stop off and on the way kill the camp of Asad Cherev, and then you could go deal with the fruit. Shenemar, as it says, midei avro yikach eschem ki baboker baboker yavor bayom uvelayla vahiyarak zeva havin shemua. So he's going down. The pasuk says, also midei avro yikach eschem. When you're going down, midei avro, when you're on the way to do something else, kill them, make a stopover and kill them. He was going on another mission. What was the mission? The Gemara tells us the mission was to ripen the fruit, but that was a little stopover he had to kill the soldiers of Sancheiriv. So Amr Papa, Rapapa says, Hainu Damriinshu, that's the adage that Agav Orchach, the Baal Devavech Ishtameh, that on your way, so then you should warn your enemy or something. Is that what it says?
Make your voice heard to your foe.
When you're going along your way, you know, be very efficient. If you have something to say along the way, say your part when you're going on the mission. Okay. Yeah, so I think the task, when it's brought down to this world, so then it's brought back up in the world until it gets another mission. Otherwise, Gavriel's all over the place. He's doing a lot of different things. It could be that Gavriel is different. It could be a typical Malach has one mission, but that of Gavriel might be something unique. It could also be that they had a different meaning, one mission. They only had one tafkid of punishment. So Gavriel's was punishment in different ways, but here we see Gavriel's also doing the fruit. It's a good point, actually. This is the same mission. He's doing two different things. That's actually a very good question. Right here. No, good question.
Well, the truth is, you could say the same thing about Bayavim, where they stop to be to check in on Avram. Malachim stop checking on Avram, and then on the way down to go to Lot.
No, but then that's where they bring this point up, that they left. The ones who already fulfilled their tafka, they left. The one who came to be Mavaster on Sarah was the same one who was coming to save Lot. It was the same Inyan. Mm-hmm. That's where the discussion comes up with Lot. That's where the whole source is. So this thing of ripening the fruit sounds very different than killing them. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure that's a good question. Okay, the Gemara now says, further, V'yeshom, others say, B'chotman, he killed them with their nose. What does that mean with their nose? Nashaf behem, he blew into their nose, it seems. V'mason, they died. Shenemar, v'gam, nashaf behem, v'yvashu, he blew into the nose, and they dried out, or they're embarrassed, something happened, and they died. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar, kapayim, safek lehem, he clapped their hands, the mouth clapped their hands, and squashed them, v'mason, they died. Shenemar, it says, "V'gam ani ake kapay al kapi, kapi al kapi, v'nichosi chamasi." The positive, he clapped his hands. Rabbi Yitzchak, "Nafcha amar aznaim gilalhem." He had exposed their ears. So what was doing with that? V'shamu shiru mepichayos, and they started to hear the singing of the malachim v'mesim. That a human can't hear and live. Shenemar, "Miro mimusecha nafsu goyim." From the high ups, did they cause them to die from hearing the singing? So let's see, we go a little further. The Kama and the Shire Mehem, how much of them left, were left behind? This is referring to the soldiers of Sancheirav. How many people actually lived this Magefa? So the Gemara says, Rav Amar Asara, there are 10 soldiers left who were not killed by the Malach. Shenemar, as it says, Ushar Eitz Yaro Mispar Yu Vanar Yich Tevim. That the amount left was what a Nar is able to write. What could a Nar write? B'ma Nar Yachol Lechtov Asara. A Nar could write a Yud. A Yud's a little dot. So a dot, so that's what, whatever a nar can write, that's how many people were left. So a yud represents 10, that's how many people were left over from the army of Sancheirav. Tosafos Menachos talks about here, this Gemara, very important. There's a machlokas in the Tosafos and Rashi and Menachos about what is the tsur of a yud. We know a yud has a dot, but there's a little part that goes down, a little regal that goes down, and a little thing that goes up. There's a machlokas, what is the etzem of the os? So Tosa says everything is part of the os. The coats you need, the bottom regal. Rashi seems to say they're only the dot is what's crucial. The leg in the bottom, the coat on top, is something that's additional. And the ride they have is from the Rashi here that he says that the dot itself is a yud. The things are extra, the up and down are extra, but the dot of a yud, that dot is sufficient to be considered a yud. Fine. Gemara now says, Shmuel argues and says, no, there are only Tisha, there are only nine people left. Safritz, we say that you need, it's possible without those, I believe. Yeah. But what is the nature of a yud? That's really, it's a really theoretical point. Fine. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, Tisha, you need nine, it was only nine people that are left behind. Shinemar, it says, Vanishar, Bo, Olelos, Kinokev, Zayas, they're left over like the Olelos, that are grapes are left in the, rather olives are left in the olive tree. Shai, Mishlosha, Gargirim, Mirosh, Amir, just like there are only two or three olives left. When it came to the soldiers, there are Bava, Hamisha, Besifa, there are four or five left over here. Four plus five equals nine, so there are nine soldiers left. Rabbi Yeshua says, wait a second, you can't do four and five, ignore the two and three in the pasuk. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, Arbarasar. Shneimar, Shnai Mushlosha, Varbar Vachamisha. 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 is a total of 14. Rabbi Yochan Amar Chamisha, there are 5 left over. Sancheriv, himself, Shnei Ban of his 2 children, Nevuchanetzar, Unavuzrad Adan. That's a total of 3. How do we get 5? Not sure. Oh, Sancheriv, Shnei Vanov, that's 3. And then plus Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzradron. How do we know these people were left behind? Nebuzradron, Gemar. We have a Masorah that he was left behind. Nebuchadnezzar, Dechsev, it's written, V'rave, Dir Viva, Demei, Labar, Elohim. We're going back to the story of Hanan and Mishael of Azariah, who was thrown into the Kibshan Shalesh. They saw a fourth Malach there. Now, V'lav, Dechazia, Menahav, Yoda. Now, if Nebuchadnezzar had not seen this, how would he know this? It must be that he made it through. How do we know what a Malach Hashem is? How do we know I see a fourth person that looks like a Malach Hashem? This is Nebuchadnezzar saying this. It must be Nebuchadnezzar saw a Malach before in his life. When did he see a Malach? When this story happened, when the Malach came to the camps and Nebuchadnezzar didn't die, he saw the Malach, so he's able to see, oh, that's when the Kibshan Shalesh, he saw the Malach as well. That fourth person was walking around with Hanani, Mishael, Azariah. And finally, Sancheriv Ushnei Vanov, how do we know Sancheriv and his two children lived? Dichsivaihi hu mishtachave beis nisroch elohav vadarmelach visharata banov hiku vecherv. And they were still alive and they killed a certain person in that situation, so they were not killed from this malach. Okay.